give down payment, down payment dito, let's say 100, okay? Save natin. Okay. So, tingnan ko sa ano, sa balance sheet. Okay. Advance payment. At hindi na ito yun.
Okay, hello po sir. I want to correct lang, sir.
Okay, okay. Sige, Prince.
Yes, sir. Yung advance payment po pala, sir, is hindi siya ano normally nga part sa account title. Pero pag okay. Every time na may advance payment si customer, syempre nakakolekta tayo ng pera. So, yun yung time na magde-debit tayo ng cash kasi nakakolekta tayo ng pera galing sa customer. Then, yung counterpart naman niya na account title.
For a while, Prince, ha?
Sige po, sir.
For a while. Okay. Tingnan ko muna dito sa ano, sa transaction natin. Ito yun. Anong accounting entry natin dito? Booking sales revenue. Okay. Accounts receivable. I think yung advance payment po, ano, sa ano yun? Sa tawag dito? Tama po ako in that. Sa, ano, hindi para sa customer to Prince. Nag-advance payment tayo sa supplier.
Ah, para sa supplier po, sir.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Po, sir. Siguro, okay. I have to specify kasi para hindi ma-confuse yung customer natin. I have to put
para yung supplier, ginawa mo, sir, is supplier. Ano? Yung direct talaga na word na para maintindihan sa lahat.
Yes, if you have a better ano Prince, kaya kindly to refine it. Pero yung ginagawa talaga natin Prince, sometimes we deviate the technicalities of the normal naming of the accounting in order to make it more near or nearer to the customer Prince.
Opo. Pero I agree naman in this part sir, kasi we can totally consider the advance payment is para sa supplier. Tama yun sir na part siya natin as asset kasi advance payment po natin yun eh. Binabayad po natin para in exchange of